Check. Next, I'd like to introduce.
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hello and greetings, everybody. It is a terrific Tuesday in Southwest Florida. I am Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. We are ready to roll with the Sheeman and Shepherd show 2 to 6 every weekday right here in your backyard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Our phone number, as always, is 239-337-ESPN. Our Stony Brook Golf Club text line is 239-337-3776. Follow us on Twitter at 99.3ESPN. Follow me at CraigESPN. Follow Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326. Don't forget to download our app for free. Catch our website there, 99.3ESPN.com. Plenty of drama today around the National Football League. Pete Shepherd.
Well, you know, this is what we call a layup, and we make sure we make layup shows every day because I think we're all very good at what we do, and we try to entertain and inform. But this is just ridiculous. We could do a segment on every single one of these things I'm about to name, these people. Okay, we have Daniel Jones.
Check.
We have Trevor Siemian.
Check.
We have Jalen Ramsey.
Check.
We have Minkah Fitzpatrick, which is now old news compared to what's happened in the last couple of hours.
Check, Fins check. Up.
We have Eli Manning.
Check.
Will he or would he not possibly agree to a trade?
Check.
We have Jamal Adams, who unfriended or unfollowed the Jets. Yes, he plays for the Jets. He starts for the Jets. But after last night's game, he doesn't want to play for the Jets.
Check.
So he's the latest. And Cam Newton, who's got ankle issues and looks a little more and more like he ain't playing this Sunday.
Check.
Where would you like to? Should we go chronological order, alphabetical order?
I have a game we could play.
Pathetic.
Let's find out what Chris leads with in the SportsCenter rundown, and then we'll jump all over that.
So I get to decide?
Here's Chris.
All right, where to begin? I don't even know. This is so much fun. All right, we're going to go here.
Go make
the Eli Manning era in New York is over. Sunday in Tampa, Daniel Jones, rookie Daniel Jones, going to get his first career start. The Steelers acquired defensive back Minkah Fitzpatrick from the Dolphins. They have another first-round pick in next year's draft. And Jags cornerback Jalen Ramsey wants out of Jacksonville. He spoke to reporters today, said for now, he's focused on getting ready for Thursday night's game.
All right, Pete, you pointed out to me right before we went on the air that the Giants have taken down their depth chart.
Yeah, I just went on their official page. They have no depth chart listed at all.
Why, they don't want to hurt anybody's feelings or what?
I don't know.
This is the second time we've seen
it's
Eli benched.
Yeah, but Eli benched, and we're going to get into whether he would. He can always go back and sign a one-day contract and retire as a Giant. I'm wondering if he would be susceptible. Would he accept a trade if it was Jacksonville, say, or somebody else?
That makes sense, by the way. And by
personally,
the way,
I'd like to see him go to the Jets.
He's back on his Eli Manning to Jacksonville kick that he was on last year.
It made sense last year, and it makes more sense this year.
Well, Eli Manning is now in the transfer portal. He can't compete for the starting job with the Giants. Let's move on and go to Tom Coughlin and the Jags.
Daniel Jones, and did I want to stick? I said it'd be before week six where you get to start. I did say that.
You know what?
It would be before week six.
You know what? As much as we rip on Pete for being wrong, we need to clear the deck when he's right. Yeah. I don't know if we did a sticky bet or a paper bet or a sandwich bet.
And by the way, that's not really going out on a limb. Because no quarterback drafted as high as he was has never started before after week six. It's always been before.
Chris, do you have documentation on the back wall? You're looking. He's looking.
But here are his weapons coming
up. The only thing I have here that I don't really know when this was put out, Pete said that AB will be cut by Wednesday. I didn't date anything.
That would have been the Wednesday.
That was last week.
After week one, that would be Wednesday.
Well, would it be tomorrow? No,
I think it's last Wednesday.
Yeah.
I might be a week off. I was saying he'd be on another NFL team by last Wednesday. Yeah. I was wrong by 5 days because the Patriots swooped him up within an hour.
Well, and I don't know if this was a sandwich bet or not.
No, it wasn't a sandwich
Pete
bet.
Pete said yes, and I said no.
No, it wasn't a sandwich bet. That would be documented.
So I don't know. You know what?
That'd be documented.
I'm not gonna hold you to it.
All right. But Pete did say by week six, and it's now week three, that Daniel Jones would be the starting quarterback of the Giants. So we'll give you kudos for this one. I feel like we need some fanfare music or something or.
No, that's
Trump,
all right.
I don't need that. Confetti? Stuff.
But you think about Daniel Jones, and I'll tell you what, if you were the Tampa Bay Buccaneer defense this week, you are licking your chops. You better go after this guy because he ain't got crap to throw to. Neither did Eli, but he does not have a lot of weapons, a lot of healthy weapons to throw to. You just worry about stopping one Saquon Barkley, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers should be okay as long as they don't fumble and stumble all over themselves. This is a must-win game for the Buccaneers this week, going up against a rookie quarterback with not a lot of weapons to throw to.
Was it you that said that this is the first time since 2004 that we will have an NFL weekend without Breeze,
Eli,
Roethlisberger, and Eli starting on Sunday?
Yeah.
At least one of them.
Yes. Yep.
Well, times, they are changing.
They kind are. Of.
Huh?
Kind of.
Kind of changing?
And my favorite quote of the day so far is when Jalen Ramsey, who absolutely requested a trade, he's not denying it, he's upset that somehow it got leaked out because he says he didn't want it to be a distraction.
You had a nutty on the sideline on a nationally televised game. What do you expect?
He didn't want it to be a distraction.
I blame
so
the coach
your whole
for that.
Team, so your whole team, even if it didn't get leaked out to the media, your whole team knows basically you want to be traded. But you don't think that would have been a distraction only because the media knows about it. I mean, come on.
Doug Marone needs to be the grown-up in that relationship.
I think he was. He walked away.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. He didn't walk away.
Jalen Ramsey.
He needed to be gone after.
He got pushed away by his two teammates.
No. Jalen's got a big mouth.
Yeah, and so does Doug Marone.
Doug Marone does not have a big mouth.
The difference is Jalen Ramsey backs it up on the field versus Doug Marone continues to cost his football team wins.
He did. I can't argue going for two in stupid situations. I cannot counter your argument.
And the other thing quickly about AB again, the NFL spent 10 hours interviewing Brittany Taylor on Monday.
She was the first accuser.
There are other allegations that have come out today. Robert Klemklow went on.
Only accuser.
Went on in Boston at my old station.
Well, there was the other
allegations.
There's more.
All right, fine.
But he said today.
Technicality.
Robert Klemklow said on the radio today in Boston that criminal charges against Antonio Brown may be coming soon.
Now, criminal?
Yeah, criminal. Now.
Well, that's a total different.
He's trying to back his story. He didn't have a lot of, just a lot of reports and a lot of anonymous sources. He might very well be right, but he may very well be right. He says there's a lot more that's about to come out.
Speaking of which, later on in the show, we've got a brand spanking new tweet from O.J. Simpson. And part of it, you reminded me, part of it is he starts talking about AB and the difference between criminal and civil charges. And O.J. spoke like a true expert on that. So we'll talk about that.
Yeah, he uses a lot of 4- and 5-syllable words that he learned in court.
He did. We'll have that in the 3 o'clock hour.
Master Pete Theater today. I got a tribute.
Oh, yeah, we got that. We got Red Alert Tuesday.
Oh, Red Alert Tuesday,
holy
of course.
Cow.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on today, guys.
We got to put all this stuff up on a board that we have.
Well,
for
I mean,
features.
it's Tuesday.
Nah,
but
it's my fault. I forgot to tweet that stuff out, part of the show.
All right, so we got
Red Alert Tuesday. I mean, it really, and that's usually our top five. But man, we could go deep on this one.
We could go deep.
Yep. And what time we do that? At what three time?
3:30 is Red Alert Tuesday.
Masterpiece Theater at 5:00. It's going to be a tribute because it was an anniversary this week.
Uh oh.
No, it's a good one.
Oh really?
It's an oldie but a goodie. But everybody knows it. But
All
it's
right.
a tribute.
As long as we're doing dates and things coming up on the show, of course, Wikipedia. Today is Patrick Mahomes' birthday.
The GOAT!
So we're going to do Patrick Mahomes trivia at Wikipedia at 4:45.
Iowa Hawkeye on the Stony Brook text line. Could you see Jalen Ramsey going to the Cowboys? Yes, I could see him go to the Cowboys. I think the Chiefs might be the favorite. They know they need some defensive backfield help. I think the Patriots are going to be always in there somewhere. But I think the Chiefs are the favorite. Dallas, all the good. Any team that has a chance to be in the playoffs, I think. Seattle, another team.
Patriots.
Yeah, I said that.
Now,
but
there was another unhappy player that talked about being traded and wanting to be traded, and he was.
last night while we were watching Monday Night Football, which we still haven't gotten to that debacle of a game.
Yeah.
Minka Fitzpatrick of the Dolphins got traded to the Steelers for a first, added to the treasure chest of the draft for the Dolphins, another first rounder.
That's 23 for next year, for those of you keeping you count at home.
And you still have $100 million in the bank under the salary cap.
$160 million.
That'll buy you some players.
Yeah, it will.
Chris Greer said he can do whatever he wants.
This is something, man. I mean,
Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, look, if there was any hope, I don't even know why I'm going to say that. There was no hope. We can move on from that statement.
Of what, winning a game?
Yeah, I mean, being competitive. Like, let's not set the bar so high. Let's just, you know, try to cover a point spread.
Right.
But, man, like, I was scratching my head at this one last night.
Why?
Because
he's part of the rebuilding process?
Chris Greer allegedly, you know, this is the rumor. When the Dolphins had the 11th pick in the 2018 draft, Stephen Ross wanted to move back. Reports have been coming out that Stephen Ross wanted to move back because he wanted Lamar Jackson. He wanted a quarterback. Chris Greer told Stephen Ross, I will quit my job if you do not take Minka Fitzpatrick right here. Mm-hmm. So to trade him 18 months after that, it seems a little odd to me. It seems strange.
Seems giant-esque. Like when Gettleman said, I'm not trading OBJ, and then traded him,
well,
I don't know how much longer.
Like, I get when you're a GM, you come in to a new role, you want to get your guys in there. You want guys that are going to fit what you want to do.
Right.
Minka seemed to check all the boxes there, and I get that he didn't want to be there anymore, and he was asking for a trade, but the fact is he was under contract for this year and three more years if you wanted him. There was a team option on the final year of his deal.
Who's left? Who's left that we can still trade from the Dolphins? Is there any talent left?
Xavien Howard, right?
Trade Josh Rosen.
Xavien Howard, although they just signed him to a big deal this offseason. I don't know if that would sway them from signing. Because he's still the best player in their secondary. Like, even with Fitzpatrick leaving, Xavien Howard was the better player.
Now, I knew Fitzpatrick wanted out of Miami. I guess if I had any surprise last night, it was from the Steelers. What are they doing here?
Well,
because
their defensive backfield stinks.
So are they going to say, all right, we're going to have a nice little grinder defense. We're going to try to improve our defense here. I mean, listen, if the Steelers, they could tank this season. Don't they realize that Big Ben's gone and they could lose a lot of games? Why are they short up with a defensive player
here? They need it. And I still think they believe Mason Rudolph can keep them, you know, In the hunt, because nine games after we saw from the Cleveland Browns last night, and that was not a good performance. They played a team with a winning record last night, they lose.
They're two games back in the division through two games.
Yeah.
Right.
But there's
That's not good.
No, there's not, but there's still a lot of ground to be made up here. I mean, there's still a lot of time to make up two games here in that division.
I was surprised they gave up
City could beat Baltimore on Sunday, even though they lost to them last year. And certainly, I still think it's wide open. The Bengals aren't going to do anything. But, you know, Cleveland last night we'll get to that. Just two things quick. Yeah. Jaguars are now asking for two first-round picks in the deal for Ramsey. Remember, Khalil Mack and Laremy Tunsil trades included two first-round picks going back the other way. Also, don't forget that Jalen Ramsey is eligible for a contract extension.
Yeah.
So picks and big bucks.
Well, and I think that's a big difference here. The team that trades for Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, you're going to sign him.
You're going to sign him.
Yeah.
With Fitzpatrick and the Steelers. The Steelers, again, like I said, they've got his services for this year and three more years under the rookie deal if they want.
Right. And then the other thing, too, Adam Gase pulled Jamal Adams last night out of the game. If you remember, after he committed penalties on back-to-back plays, he did not return to the game. He never came out of off the field for the Jets. And Gase now says Adams was extremely frustrated about it. Gase then went on the radio today on WFAN in New York and said that he wasn't given an explanation.
Huh. All right.
So that's a mess.
That's a mess. Did you mention Jamal Adams?
Good luck dealing with that, Coach, Jets fans.
Taco Charlton's another one. He wants out of Dallas because he hasn't been on the active list for 2 weeks.
Cam Newton's ankle's really banged up, so it doesn't look like he's going to play.
I mean, Dolphin fans, look at it this way. It could be worse. We could be the Jets.
And Trevor Siemian is out for the year after last night. And Adam Gase.
Who threw up?
Adam
Who
Gase?
Threw up when we saw the injury last night?
Oh, God. I
turned
away.
My head. I couldn't bring myself to watch it.
I couldn't watch it. And then, I text you guys right away. I thought his I thought his leg had snapped in half.
I never saw an injury from that angle go
his
like
leg
that
was
before.
Bent underneath him, and then he went.
And
back.
It was his front leg. It just. Yeah. I've never seen an injury like that before.
So,
by the way, Myles Garrett's a beast. And can anybody block him?
No.
At least nobody on the Jets could.
Luke Falk is going to be has been named the starting quarterback. They're not going to go out and trade anybody right there. Then Adam Gase said today, Luke Falk is the starting QB until Sam Darnold comes back.
All right, let's go to the phones. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Fisherman Nat getting us started here on a Tuesday. What's up, Nat?
What up? Hey, how's the guys going? Always love the show.
Thanks,
thank
man.
You.
Thank you.
You know, I'm a Dolphins fan, and the biggest thing I think we got to look at is, you know, we got these draft picks for these trades, and then this latest one, Fitzpatrick, that we're talking about. Now, if you don't draft somebody that is at least the same as talent or better, then why do it all to begin with? I mean, looking at the cap space that they have, looking at the picks that we have, the assets, okay, Brian Flores, you can build your whole team the way you want it this offseason, and that's all on you at that point, in my opinion. But, mm-hmm. I mean, why? You know, he's not – Fitzpatrick, he's good at a lot of things. But he's not great at anything, really, in my opinion.
He's a placeholder.
I'm not too upset.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not a kick placeholder, but he's a placeholder on the roster.
But how do you feel about the season going forward here?
I knew it was coming.
But did you know it would be this? I mean, do you want to be humiliated by 40 points every week?
You know, realistically, you know, I don't. I turned the – week one, I turned the channel when it was 14-0. Mm-hmm. I seen it coming.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really want to ruin my weekend, but you know.
All right.
Last week it was a little better. They put up a good fight, you know, for as long as they could. But you know, they have so many holes on the team now. Now you got to bring in a lot of guys and a lot of talent to make that team competitive at this point. And you know, we'll see what they could do. But really, with Fitzpatrick, Dolphin fans, don't be too upset. You know how many times we've seen them backpedaling. Yeah. After a receiver done made an out route, and he's still backpedaling. So.
Yeah. All right, Fisherman Nat, thank you for checking in. I appreciate that. I want to spin off of something that he said to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the Dolphins have 14 picks in the draft coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it's tough to keep track.
Three in the first
but I
round.
I think it's 14.
You've got $120 million to spend.
60.
All right. So
$160.
All right, fine. You can buy whatever you want at the grocery store.
Right.
Then you've got the Browns.
Right.
My point is the Browns filled a lot of spots with some talent in the last drafts, a couple drafts of free agency, and they're still a hot mess. You still got to bring it together. It doesn't mean the Dolphins are automatically going to be like awesome right away.
No, it doesn't mean that. But again, I'll go back to, you know, we were the Dolphins. We were stuck in this cycle as fans of watching basically the same product every single year.
Yeah.
If you stayed healthy and, you know, your guy made a couple kicks. The guys you were playing against missed a couple. 10-6, and you're going to squeak into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. That was a good year.
Yeah.
A bad year was your quarterback went down. You're going to bring somebody in off the streets. And 7-9, 6-10, that was a bad year. That was your floor. You were living in those four games between 6 and 10 wins.
Yeah.
I know you got the 11-win season with Chad Pennington, but that was the outlier.
Right.
Everything else was between 6 and 10. So at least you're able to sell the team on a future. You're able to sell your fan base, not now, because people don't want to hear this now, but next year, mm-hmm. you know, you think about it, you're going to have a guy like Tua in at quarterback, or Jake Fromm, or Justin Herbert, pick your name. You're able to sell a guy on the future. You can go out and buy a couple offensive linemen. You can go out and draft a couple offensive linemen. Go out and draft some pass rushers. Sign some pass rushers. Like, this can come together relatively quickly. I'm not saying next year the Dolphins are going to instantly be a contender, but there will at least be excitement amongst the fan base.
Well, yeah, there's that. But there's excitement among the Cleveland fan base, too. But you got a coach like Freddie Kitchens who's going to cost that team maybe a playoff spot. He has got to change his philosophy, or they will not beat anybody good.
They're going to run the ball.
They got it. He is so content on going vertical, vertical, vertical. And Baker Mayfield was not sharp last night at all, despite throwing for 325 yards. He did not look like the same quarterback as last year. Did not look like the same quarterback as last year. I know it's different, but Freddie Kitchens, I'm telling you, if he doesn't change his philosophy, there's going to be a lot of disappointed Cleveland Brown fans this year.
They're going vertical, but they're going a lot less.
They're going
less risk.
They're going. They
vanilla'd it down.
Totally vanilla'd it down.
But listen to what you're saying.
They've neutered Baker Mayfield in a lot of ways.
Listen to what you're saying. The Cleveland Brown fan will be disappointed. Well, you know what that means? That means that they had some sort of expectation going into the season, something that Miami Dolphin fan has not had. I'm telling you, the ceiling for the Dolphins was playing a road game in the wild card round
Saturday
and getting bounced. Like, that was the ceiling. That sucks as a fan. Yeah. That really sucks.
Without your starting quarterback.
No, with the starting quarterback. That was the ceiling. Ryan Tannehill's ceiling was wild card Saturday or Sunday. That was the ceiling. So at least with Cleveland Brown fan, they go, hey, man, we got this dude who walks into the building, and you know what? Maybe he wakes up on any given Sunday, and he just feels dangerous that day. And there's some excitement with the team. Like, that's what the Dolphins are trying to build right here. Is maybe it's not a Super Bowl roster in the next couple of years, but there will be excitement this time next year. There's no doubt about that.
It should be. There should be. New logo here. A new saying. 239 says on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line, Dolphins need to hope for Hurts.
Oh, God, stop it with the Jalen Hurts thing.
Hope for Hurts.
Stop it with the Jalen Hurts thing.
He's far superior.
Watch the guy throw a football. There's a reason he got benched in Tuscaloosa.
Wait a minute. There was, and I think he fixed those problems last year. I think Lincoln Riley owes the quarterbacks coach in Alabama a big thanks.
Okay, but I'll bet you that Alabama's, who's Alabama's backup at quarterback now? I'll bet you he'd go to Oklahoma and put up great numbers.
Yeah, Mac Jones.
Bet you any money that would
that
be.
That great?
I think that would be. I don't think so. I don't.
Maybe not. Wait, not till another year.
Craig, it's the perfect situation for Jalen.
Jalen's a veteran. It's not like he's a freshman.
No,
right?
But it's a perfect situation for him and the perfect team for him. And it would be great.
Look at the windows he's throwing into. They're not windows. They're garage doors.
In Oklahoma, Alabama, some semifinal playoff matchup would be fantastic.
That'd be a great storyline for the sport.
I like hope for Hurts.
I like hope for Hurts, too, only because it pisses off Chris.
Well, there you go, Jets fans. Go and hope for Hurts.
Married 1 year texting in. I was asleep on the couch. Or my wife was asleep on the couch last night. I was watching Monday Night Football. His reaction to the leg injury woke her up. I guess he screamed. We all cringed and screamed.
Yeah.
I'd never seen a leg do that before.
239's texted in four times already today. Patriots undefeated this season with Super Bowl win?
No. Let's stop with the undefeated talk. But
look at their schedule.
They're
going
to be 9-0. They're going to top five game stretch.
They got a five game stretch where they're
some real good teams. But
it's about time Brady will hit the cliff.
I don't want to hit about undefeated. I think they should be 9-0.
There you go. Just texted in again with it.
I'm looking right.
Boy, he's like a miniature Pete Shepard.
The way too early AFC Championship preview. I don't see how it's not, barring any major injuries, how it's not Kansas City and the Patriots. I don't know.
I got to agree with you.
Somebody explain to me this at this today. How either one of those two teams is not playing for the AFC Championship.
I think the NFC is wide open, but you're right. It looks like a two-pony
race. It's very early.
The way this
season is going, there'll be no quarterbacks left.
That's right.
You know?
I made that point, by the way. You can go to our website at 99.3ESPN.com. Post a little thing on the quarterbacks.
A lot of times I don't read my own. I get text messages all the time from fans. So my buddy Nick, you've met Nick.
Yeah.
My good friend Nick and my dear friend Tony's dad. They're huge Giant fans. He says, the hook on Eli is too quick. I disagree. We can't block for bleep. Let's not get the future killed. Well, getting on the phone now with the Rooneys, I'm trading Eli to the Steelers and getting a couple of their offensive linemen who are badass. I would love to see Eli Manning get traded
to the
Steelers.
I think it'd be a great story right now.
That would be a great, but I don't think it's too soon at all to put Daniel Jones out there at all. It was going to happen before week six. I've said it a million times. It's this. You never draft a quarterback that high that doesn't play. He's going to play. And why not play him against Tampa Bay Buccaneers? He just doesn't have all the weapons.
Let's go to the phones. 239-337-ESPN. Carlos wants to talk Dolphins. Fin's up, Carlos. What's up?
Carlos.
Good afternoon, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Wonderful show. Wonderful show.
Thanks, Carlos.
So much.
Speaking of a true Dolphins fan,
yes.
Okay?
Yes.
I know it's painful. But people got to grow up and take their medicine. You can't be a Dolphins fan and say that you flipped the channel because your team is not winning.
Yeah.
We've gone for so many years where this team was just on the bubble and missed the playoffs because they lost two or three games. They couldn't win one game out of four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? I'd rather take this pen right now for 3 years than deal with the other stuff I was dealing with for since, since Dave Ronstadt left.
See, I think guys like Chris agree with you, but Chris will also turn off the channel midway through a game and say, all right, I've had enough for this weekend. He's fair-weathered.
But it's but it is hard, Carlos. It's hard. I can see sticking around for the first half or the first. But it's hard to stay the whole game when your team's getting humiliated by 30-plus points.
It makes the victories even sweeter when they finally happen. It's like saying that I don't look at my wife because she's having a bad headache. Seriously?
Yeah.
Come on, guys. We got to take it. We got to take it. Support the team even when they are losing.
All right,
okay.
Carlos, I want to hear from you
call
more often.
Call back again, Carlos.
I want to hear from you more often. Thank you for that call.
Support
it's fantastic.
The team, but how do you get a family of four to go see this team play and you leave at halftime?
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Don't go and take the family, I guess.
Torture your family.
Here's Greg wants to talk Dolphins. Greg, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Go ahead.
Hey, Greg.
Well, hey, guys. I'm thinking the Dolphins are looking at minimum a 5-year plan before they're even somewhat decent. I mean, look at the Bucks; they're on, I think, a 15-year plan. But I think 5 years would be pretty much do it because we got a lot of frustration ahead of us. If we think we're going to draft guys and get them to mash and play professional football and to win, it's going to take a long time for the Dolphins. They're so thin, it's unbelievable.
Well, that's why I brought up earlier. I said, yeah, you can get all the talent, free agents and draft picks, but then you're just the Browns. You got a lot of excitement, on paper, you look great, but you're right. It takes time to get together. I don't know if there's going to be an instant. I don't predict the Dolphins are going to go from worst to first next year. That's not what I'm saying either.
Worst to first.
But what I'm saying, that won't happen in their own division unless number 12 retires. But
no, Stidham will take over and still win the division.
I don't think. That argument that's 9 months from now.
Yeah.
No, but look, again, guys, it's about moving forward with the plan where you're going to have top-end talent. You're going to have the opportunity to have a GM in place who can go out and pick future, not Pro Bowlers, all pro players.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for.
Ron wants to talk to Sheeman and Shepherd. Wants to talk Dolphins. Go ahead, Ron. You're on the air.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, guys. How you doing today,
Good.
Guys?
What's happening?
Beautiful day in paradise.
Yes, it is.
Always.
Hey, listen, I'm from Miami. I'm an original Dolphin season ticket holder from the beginning.
Still?
When George Wilson was the coach and George Wilson Jr. was the quarterback.
Wow.
That was before you guys were born.
Yeah, okay? But you're still a season ticket holder today.
No, I'm not because I live here in Fort Myers now. And
okay.
Life gets in the way and all that good
stuff.
Sure,
right. Gotcha.
However, as a lifetime Dolphin fan, I have rooted for the last 10 years at least for the Dolphins to go 0-16 and get number one draft picks.
Yeah.
Because the 8-8 doesn't get it done.
Yeah.
You're not getting picks. You're not getting players. And the organization has tanked. For the lack of any other word, I love that word. Mm-hmm. It has tanked.
Yeah.
I don't think the players quit on the team. I just think they're not that good.
I totally agree with you.
Well, I think it's
thank you, Ron.
You're right. I think there's some truth to that, but there might have been a little quit last week in some. Not everybody, but a small.
Oh,
percentage.
A lot more quit in week one than week two. I mean, if you're going to judge,
they're getting up for the Patriots.
If we're going to put a quit-o-meter
I'll grant you
that. We could do a quit-o-meter every week. That sounds like a fun little thing, actually.
I like that. Let's go to JC. You're out with Sheeman Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Wants to talk Eli. By the way, fun fact for Eli. 116 and 116 as a starter.
And the 15th most interceptions in the history. 15th most interceptions in the history of the NFL.
Yeah. JC, go ahead.
Hey, it's JT, fellas.
Oh, JT.
Sorry, JT.
What's up, JT?
Sorry, JT.
Yeah. The guy messed my name up. It's all good, though.
Yeah, that's Chris.
That's me.
Hey, man, look, man, you know, I was a Peyton Manning fan when he was on the Colts. I'm an Eli Manning fan because I watch him on the Giants. If you can't block, you can't block. That's just a given. But here's the funny thing I'm thinking. This is why I wanted to call in.
Mm-hmm.
Say they do trade him to the Steelers. Mm-hmm. The Steelers has a okay offensive line. They have a great running back there. Now, say he gets traded to the Steelers and wins and then goes to the Super Bowl and plays Tom Brady yet again and wins.
Uh-huh. Then bye-bye.
Wouldn't that be an ironic situation?
What do you do with Ben Roethlisberger when he comes
except
back?
Except here's the thing.
He sent him to the Giants.
Yeah, but JT, it's impossible for them to play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, don't get caught up in.
They'd have to be in the AFC. They have to be in the AFC Championship.
Let the man dream. Let JT.
Unless Pittsburgh gets moved to the NFC over the next 4 weeks.
Let's squeeze in my man Otis before break. Otis, you're on with Sheeman and Shepard. What's up?
Hey guys, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call.
You bet.
So Chris asked me if I wanted to talk about the Dolphins. I told him not really, but I think I could stomach it.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, what did you want to talk about? Don't let him tell you what you wanted
to talk about. No, just asking the question. Talk about whatever you want, Otis.
Yeah. We talk about pro football. Well, look, I heard that other guy talking about the Dolphins.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll be 48 in 7 days, and I've been a Dolphin fan since Marino.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm a little different than other guys. I was okay with the purgatory, with being in the middle and, you know, the 10-6 with Tannehill. I'd rather not be that 0-16 Detroit, that 0-16 Browns. I'd rather not be that.
Yeah.
To say that the players are not that good, everybody in the NFL is good. The guys that are on top are excellent.
Yeah.
Everybody in the NFL is good, or they got qualities.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the quarterback thing, guys just can't make that turn. But they all are great outfits. You know, I just think it's been a fail from the front, from top to bottom. And, you know, getting all these draft picks, if LaFleur, or whatever the hell his name is, Flores.
And Chris Greer's the GM, remember.
If he's not the right coach, it's not going to make a difference. I mean, I would hate for Tua to go there. Or Herbert. I like Herbert a lot. Big, tall guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or even Fromm. I like all those guys. But if you don't have the right captain at the ship, you know, and maybe Flores can be that guy. Maybe he can do something. I don't know. Time will tell.
Yeah, but I think you got to give him a pass this year, though, Otis, and we'll see what he does next
year. The problem
with
Flores is he's got a 5-year contract. They may not be decent or very good until year 5.
Yeah.
I still wonder, you know, who – Someone, there will be a fall guy on the Dolphins this year.
Just
somebody
don't
will
do
get
to him what the Arizona Cardinals did last year.
Exactly.
Yeah, got to give him more than
a year. Yeah, it was Micah Fitzpatrick. That's your fall guy. Yeah.
Hey, big-time college basketball coming to Fort Myers with the 2019 Rocket Mortgage Fort Myers tip-off end of November at Suncoast Credit Union Arena on the campus of FSW. We're talking Bradley, Kansas State, Northwestern, and Pitt, and a special deal still going on through today for exclusively for ESPN listeners here. It's part of a pre-sale. Tickets going on sale to the general public. You get first crack at it at fswarena.com. Enter the promo code 993ESPN. Just go to our website, 993ESPN.com. It's right there on the front page. It's real easy to see. We'll come right back. More calls on the Dolphins and Monday Night Football from last night. Sheeman to Shepard, 993ESPN and the 993ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris with the ones and twos. We got poker night tonight. It's the third Tuesday of the month. That means we're out at the Naples Fort Myers Greyhound track on Bonita Beach Road right off I-75. Come on by and see us. We're there at 7 o'clock tonight.
Come on by.
Get yourself bought in. And if you knock me out or knock Pete out, not literally, but poker wise, you'll get $100.
I'm picturing somebody coming up and just wailing
somebody
on
taking
you.
Taking a swing at me from behind.
Better kill me.
Pay up.
All right. Been spending a lot of time about the Dolphins. Of course, they traded Micah Fitzpatrick. A lot of news going on in the NFL.
And by the way, just a couple of little side tidbits. The Patriots are now favored by 23.5 over the Jets, and the Cowboys are favored by 21.5. over the Dolphins. Since 1966, an NFL team has been favored to beat another NFL team by 3 touchdowns 35 times. Probably see it happen twice this weekend.
I was going to say, but have we ever had it 2 different games be that in the same weekend? I don't
know.
No,
but we've had the 2-9 record, though, against the 19. If you're 19-point favorites or more, I think the record is 2-9. But these are going to be 2 debacles.
Yeah, but usually if we'll have just one game like that. To have 2 separate games
I think that's
with point spreads in the 20s is unheard of.
I believe that's the first time. I got to find that stat, but I believe that's the first time.
And I heard today on the Lebatard show, now this was as of probably 3 hours ago, so I'm sure that these odds have increased.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to parlay, the Dolphins and the Jets on the money line, a $100 bet would bring you back $12,000.
Yeah, I checked on Bovada earlier. Use that. They didn't have the money line bets up, but I know the Dolphins are plus 1,600.
Just on the money line.
And the Jets have to be even more. The Jets.
I mean, there's no shot that either like team wins, but still. It's
hey, you put a buck on it, went back $120.
No doubt. Yeah. All right, let's put a couple questions up on the Twin Peaks Twitter poll at 99.3 ESPN. There's a lot of good NFL stories going on.
I think a good one is, you know, what's the NFL story of the day? Minkah Fitzpatrick being traded to Pittsburgh. Daniel Jones being named the starter this week against Tampa Bay. Or Jalen Ramsey asking for a trade.
Do
we can put a bunch of other ones.
Do we want to put Cam Newton on there as well? I mean, this is serious.
Cam Newton's
his foot is hurting.
Aggravated his foot injury. His status for Sunday is up in the air right now.
All right, what is the lead story of the day? We'll put
Cam
all
Newton
those up
may not play Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you could stick Trevor. I mean, the Jets quarterback woes. Oh. Just put that.
I mean, yeah, do we want to put that? Did you vomit or not vomit when you watched Trevor Siemian's leg last night?
I couldn't believe it. Got up. I texted you guys right away.
Well, they popped it back in. That's why.
Yeah, but you.
But that means you're done for the year. Stretch those ligaments out like that.
Wait, was it his ankle? It looked like it was just a clean break on the.
He walked off the field.
No, well, I'm aware. I was watching the game.
He hobbled.
I didn't turn it off until Odell Beckham went 89 yards to the house. Pay dirt.
It's a nice looking play.
Yeah, I turned it off after that.
Wow.
I had won two fantasy leagues on that one play.
Yep.
And Gase didn't, said, yeah, I don't need to watch any more of this crap. I'm out.
Adam Gase shows what a buffoon that he still is and, you know, should have kicked a field goal there at the end of the first half. Would have given him 6 points. We're only down by 10. Instead,
that game,
he's such a bad coach.
That game had no energy to it. Not only was it a bad game, but I think because of the injury, the players were not sharp. The fans were dead as a doorknob.
More Browns fans there, really.
There were. But even they had to be a little bit like, we don't look too sharp out here.
No.
And I know that I'm a bit of an old soul when it comes to football uniforms.
Yeah.
I like the classics. I like the throwbacks. That's what I enjoy looking at on a football field. Why are the New York Jets wearing black? Can anybody answer me that question? When did black work its way into the green and white color scheme that is the New York Football Jets?
Ask that about every team in college or pro.
It's
marketing.
Stupid.
It only works with the Miami Hurricanes.
Stupid. No, it doesn't. It works less with the Miami Hurricanes, actually.
I like orange and green with Miami, with the Hurricanes.
Are you a fan of what the Dolphins wore this weekend with the orange outline over the bluish numbers?
Well, those are the throwbacks.
Right.
I love the throwback uniforms. Sharp. Those should be the full-time uniforms as far as I'm concerned.
I absolutely agree. Very cool. All right, so we're going to get that question up on the Twin Peaks Twitter poll here during the next segment. Go ahead.
Jamal Adams, again, the safety for the Jets, starting safety. And of course, he's saying all the right things right now. He cracks me up. Ramsey cracks me up because he says that he didn't want this to be a distraction. I mean, come on. Give me a break.
I'm sorry, when you go after your coach on the sideline, there's no keeping that quiet.
And the coach goes after you.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because you're not positioning the story correctly. You're making Jalen Ramsey seem like he was the only person at fault.
It's called coaching. The coach has the right to go over to the bench and yell at a player for doing something wrong.
The coach was getting held back by other players.
Well, I wasn't this. Only after Ramsey mouthed off. I don't know what was said. Who the hell knows what was said?
We all should agree that the coach was right in this instance.
Because, Chris, you got to look. No, you got to.
You're being a contrarian.
No, Chris, come on, because we don't know exactly. If Jalen Ramsey said to him, hey, coach, bleep off out of here, get out of my face, then I don't blame Marone for going after. I would have decked him.
Forget that. The coach has a right to go talk to his players to coach him up. That's what coaching is.
If he goes over there to his player and the player says, get the hell out of my face.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what the coach does? You've got bigger problems right now, Doug Marone, than worrying about what your best player is doing. He had a pretty good game. Go look at what Hopkins put up. Jalen Ramsey was not the problem the Jacksonville Jaguars had on Sunday.
Do you think he'd be like this if this was Nick Saban?
No.
It was Doug Marone.
What if Bill Belichick went over to Chung on the sidelines and says, dude, and he yelled at him?
It's happened on the Patriots sideline before. You want to go pull up the video of Tom Brady and Josh McDaniels getting into it.
But that happens all the time.
Brady.
That happened, but that kind of nonsense happens all the time. No one had to be held back.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding me with the double standard right now, Pete.
I'm not kidding you. Coaches,
oh gosh,
that kind of stuff with people.
Oh,
are you kidding me? Parcells and Sims went at it every single game.
Hold on. I'm trying to determine. I've known you for 2.5 years. Are you being a contrarian? Are you really think Jalen Ramsey was right in this instance?
What the hell could Jalen Ramsey have done to make Doug Marrone act like a complete buffoon on the sideline?
He could have sworn at him and been totally disrespectful.
Maybe he ran his mouth off to another player and almost got a 15-yard penalty.
Wait, the best cornerback in the league talked?
He always talks. That's what he does best.
That is my point.
That doesn't make it right. You don't. If he told him to F off after he came over and tried to give him some sort of a, hey, maybe you should have done this or that, and then Ramsey said, no, get the hell out of here. He said, what did you say to me?
That's the head coach.
And then Jalen Ramsey turns around and said, get out of my face. What's wrong with that?
Oh, come on, Chris. Grow up with that crap. Are you kidding
me?
Tell Doug Marrone to grow up. If you were coach, how would you feel if you were coach? How would you feel if you were coaching that team and that happened to you? Well, you're not gonna do anything? You're the coach. You go up to the player and say, you know what? Maybe you could have done that. Before you can even finish, Ramsey says, get the hell out of here. I know, blah, blah, blah. You don't do that.
Jalen Ramsey is not the problem in the Jacksonville Jaguars defense.
But he might have been the problem that particular
thing. No, he was not.
How do you know? You don't know what was said, so you don't know.
Doug Marrone was the problem in that situation, and all I can look at is on the field.
How do you know that?
Because Hopkins put up no numbers on Sunday. Doug Marrone cost his team a win by going for two.
You know what?
That's the problem.
If you have some secret Richard Nixon Watergate tapes in the huddle, then I'll believe you. Until then, and we know exactly what was said, then I don't. Then
okay,
no,
great.
I'm not
buying it. We'll just arbitrarily agree with the coach. It was Jalen Ramsey's fault. Go to break.
I'm not saying that. No, I'm not going to break.
No, we're not saying that. We do have to go to break.
We're going to revisit this.
You are going to revisit it.
Don't worry. We're going to reset this at
the
top.
I'm not being a baby about this.
You're being a baby about it. If that was Nick Saban, if that was a player did that to Nick Saban, what would you say?
If you really think Nick Saban would go after a player
like that? I asked you a hypothetical. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, he's never done it. You're right. Talk about double steal. You're right. He's never done it.
There was a national championship game 2 years ago where a player went after Nick Saban. What did he do? He turned his back. Thank you.
Okay, but he's never gotten a player's face.
I don't know. I can just throw out examples. That's all I have. And I'll throw out more examples
that he has gotten in players' faces before.
South Street
and
is next.
And earn the respect from the player
Please
by not mouthing back
I
at him.
I would love to hear them.
This is going to be good. South Street is next, and then we're jumping on Chris at the 3 o'clock. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
Let's start off with some Monday Night Football last night. Browns and Jets, a rematch of the first ever Monday Night Football game from 1970. Baker Mayfield with an 89-yard touchdown pass to Odell Beckham Jr. on ESPN.
In stride, OBJ. He comes back to MetLife and does this. How about it, Odell Beckham Jr.? 89-yard touchdown.
All right, Odell Beckham Jr., of course, when he was with the Giants, and Greg Williams was with the Browns, and Greg Williams is now with the Jets. Greg Williams, who people think tried to hurt Odell Beckham Jr.,
Hold on. Airplane seat guy. Trying to compare an NFL coach and player relationship to a father-son relationship is asinine.
Hold on.
It's not even close.
I don't want to derail this segment.
No,
we're going to save it for 3 o'clock.
We'll get into it afterwards.
The segment's derailed. It's
not derailed. It's right on point.
We're going to be here at 3 o'clock.
Airplane seat guy, I salute you.
Stand by.
You're so wrong on this.
Buckle up, airplane seat guy.
100%.
Adam Gase says the whole Greg Williams comments on Odell Beckham Jr. and how he's an ordinary player on top of all that had nothing to do with the loss.
Unfortunately for you guys, I don't read anything. Don't pay attention to any of this stuff. So. It's hard for me to comment on stuff that I don't really pay attention to.
He did kind of give
were you aware of that comment?
I mean, I was told about it, but I really don't care.
They used it as bulletin board material, and the team kind of tweeted out the quote with a picture of Dell scoring. So is it annoying kind of when a coach gives them that?
No, because, I mean, we got to go do our job. Coaches, players, we just got to do a better job of what we're doing.
That's right, Chris. Coaches coach, players play, and keep their mouth shut.
Parents parent.
Meanwhile, Baker Mayfield was shocked by what Greg Williams said this week about Odell Beckham Jr.
And chagrined.
Baker, this week, New York's defensive coordinator suggested that Odell is not a
dynamic playmaker. Do you feel like he showed otherwise tonight?
He said that? Jesus. That's next question. Not a dynamic football player.
The throw down the sideline on the one-handed catch.
Pretty dynamic. Yeah.
That's pretty good. I like that.
That was an unbelievable play.
All right. Short segment here. When we come back, we'll have the Sports Center rundown, and then we're going to reset the table because Doug Marrone went and yelled at Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey now wants a trade, wants out of Jacksonville, and Chris is okay with it. I thought he was joking.
No.
Pete went into it.
Misrepresenting my stance on this. You're misrepresenting my stance.
We'll misrepresent you again in about 3 hours.
We'll set the table when we come back here. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.